Welcome to Back on the Broomstick,
a modern witch's spoken word grimoire,
where two witchy friends from way back are reconnecting to their pagan roots after a long period of mundanity.
We're rewalking the path of the wise and trying out all the latest spells, rituals, and magical theory in today's witchcraft and pagan practices.
So grab your wand and your incense,
your cauldron and your crystals,
and join us
as we get
back on the broomstick.
Hi, and welcome to Back on the Broomstick. I'm Layla.
And I'm Shell. And today, what are we talking about today? This is exciting. Tell us.
This is extremely exciting because today we'll be talking about solar eclipse magic.
It's funny because this isn't something, I feel like this isn't something that happens in my neck of the woods, our neck of the woods, terribly often. So I actually had to do a few days of research on this topic because, you know, here in the eastern United States, we don't get this joy terribly often.
This year, on April 8th, there will be a total solar eclipse, and the path of totality runs through a big swath of the United States, including directly over New York State and the Rochester, New York area where I happen to live. And so we're going to be able to experience a total solar eclipse, which does happen twice a year, but it doesn't happen in the same place all the time. So you have to kind of be lucky enough.
Not where we are, it don't.
No, that's right.
So I wanted to kind of kick this off with, you know, everybody's like, oh, what's this mean? And, you know, the history behind this is like, oh, the world is ending. So I thought, how's our world ending here, Layla? Ooh. So I wanted to start off with, I found on almanac.com, great website, all zodiac signs are going to be affected by this. So I wanted to read to you yours and mine and see what you think.
Up for it?
This solar eclipse is happening, what is it, in the sign of Aries?
It is happening in the sign of Aries, fire sign. Woo!
And I've heard that astrologically, I know that eclipses happen when the moon is near either the north or the south node. And those nodes are associated with fate. And so having an eclipse there can sometimes mess with that fate. So I'm excited to see what this means for Aquarians particularly.
Okay, well, I'm going to start with me because you know I'm selfish like that, okay?
Go for it. What's it say for Geminis?
Okay, for all you Geminis out there, this is what we're gearing up for the solar eclipse. Now, you're going to laugh at this. When I first read this, I was dying. Geminis, your social life is about to go through a purge.
Oh, no.
I was like, really?
Are we good? We're good, right?
We're good. And my first thought was, like, who do I have left to purge here? Jesus. The total solar eclipse will feel like a Toto-rooter on your friends list.
A Roto-rooter?
It says Toto-rooter, but I think they meant like Roto-rooter.
Do they mean like you're going to get sucked up in some type of cyclone in the middle of Kansas and your little dog too? Is that what that means?
And your friends list.
That's right. A Toto-rooter. Yeah. You're going to be like the witch on the bicycle going around the hurricane.
It's possible, to be honest with you.
All right. So it's a new phrase.
It also says that you are one of the most gregarious signs of the zodiac. No
Me?
Shit.
Or you.
Me.
Oh, you're so gregarious.
This is funny. It says you are one of the most gregarious signs of the zodiac with a circle of acquaintances as vast as the globe.
That's pretty true, though. You do have a lot of friends.
That is pretty true. So what I was thinking is maybe that is what I'm roto-rootering. But this eclipse wants all us Geminis to focus on quality rather than quantity. A few friendships may disappear around this day, most likely superficial connections and people you've outgrown. So basically, what this is telling me is toxic people, be gone. Make room for new companions.
Maybe it's a day for cord cutting for you.
Right? Not just me, but for all Geminis.
Wow, that sounds pretty intense.
It was pretty deep. I thought I was like, geez, that's a little deep. I thought this was going to be like, you know, uplifting. Geez, it was almanac.com. So I think kind of the takeaway here for Geminis is toxic people be gone. Okay. Toxic people be gone.
There you go. Get rid of people that no longer are a good part of your life. No longer bring you joy.
You're going to love Aquarius. Okay.
Oh boy. I'm a little scared, to be honest.
Yours is way better than mine.
All right. I'm ready. I'm braced. Hit me.
Okay. Your mind is about to get as clear as a bell.
Okay. All right. That sounds good so far.
The total solar eclipse eliminates doubt, worry, and mental blocks.
No
Suddenly,
shit.
it does. Suddenly, you see the light and know exactly what to do. If you've been stuck between multiple options, the way forward will be obvious. This eclipse could also open up the way for new adventures. So gather your friends and hit the road. Fuck yeah, baby!
Road
Road
trip.
trip! Right? If you are daring, and this is such a you thing, I swear this is such a you thing to the point where I don't even want to say it. If you're daring, follow the path of the eclipse. It could just be what your wanderlust needs.
Are you kidding me?
It says, gather your friends, hit the road. If you're daring, follow the path of the eclipse. It could be just what your wanderlust needs.
This is so me. That is so
Right?
me.
It
Oh,
is
how
so you.
weird.
I'm
Oh,
like, oh
my
my God, Layla's
goodness.
going to follow this damn eclipse around the world now.
Well, yeah. I hear that a lot of, that happens to a lot of people. People that experience total solar eclipses are really moved. A vast majority of people that experience these, it affects them, you know, mentally, some people even physically. And a small percentage of them start chasing solar eclipse around the world.
Aquariuses, apparently.
Exactly. And
So
wow.
I want to put it out there. My boss in my mundane world job says that she's a listener. So, my boss, if you are listening, will you please let me go 100% fully remote so I can go chase the eclipse with Layla? I swear I'll do my work during
We need to
the
go. It says gather your friends. What
Right?
better friend than you? You and me. Oh my gosh. How fun would that be? Travel Channel, call us. We'll be waiting.
Right? The
Eclipse
path
travel.
forward will become clear.
That's right. The path forward. I'm back to my nomadic, rootless ways, and you're coming with me, apparently.
Yes. So my boss needs to definitely make that shit happen. Just
Discovery
saying.
Channel, Travel Channel, the witches hit up paranormal sites, religious sites from around the world. I mean, come on. How fun would that be?
Castles.
Any place that's haunted, any place that's got a portal to another dimension, we're so there.
Portals to hell, too. Don't forget those. Those are
Portals
our
to
favorites.
hell, historical locations. You know, we don't discriminate. We want to see them all. We'll go.
Beaches. We want to see
Beaches.
beaches.
Cannabis farms in Northern California.
Right? So I think that according to almanac.com, we've got a bitchin'.
Drop the dead weight, travel the path of the solar eclipse. The
Right.
stars have aligned and they have said that this is so I'm pretty sure we need to do it.
You know, and for anybody else who wants to know what apparently this is in store for you, go check out what your zodiac horoscope for the eclipse is because I'm down with mine and I'm down with Layla's.
I will definitely be putting a link to that in the show description if you want to check out what your sign has in store for the solar eclipse. So, Megan Skinner, who's an astrologist, she says that the north and south nodes are associated with fate. And she says solar eclipses are associated with like outward change, like world change. Sometimes in history, there was even a king that died on a solar eclipse.
Oh, geez. How foreboding would that be back in the day?
Right? Exactly. People used to be scared of it. And I think that's why it's
I
associated.
think people still are.
They really are. Back before they knew the science of it, people literally thought the sun was going away. You know, they didn't understand what was happening. It was a very scary time.
That's not necessarily a time's gone by thing, though, because, I've spent the last week doing research on solar eclipse stuff and I have actually found that in current modern day United States of America and beyond, bars note that there are less patrons, there are less people out on the streets, there are less people in restaurants, less people go to entertainment things such as movies and sporting events that are happened on the day of a solar eclipse. So actually, present day, there are still people who are skeeved out by the idea of the sun disappearing.
It literally becomes nighttime. It gets dark just like it's night. You'll hear the crickets. Everything will start coming out. The insects are fooled and think that it's nighttime. The birds are fooled and think that it's nighttime. So your whole circadian rhythm, I mean, everything in your body gets a little freaked out because it shouldn't be nighttime now. And so that can create some very strange sensations for people.
Now, a couple of things I want to point out to our listeners before we get too deep into this is kind of the what really is the solar eclipse? And what it is the moon blocking the sun from the earth. So it's like the moon is in between the sun and the earth. What people may not realize is, yes, it is a solar eclipse, and there is a magic involved in it, not only from the solar aspect, but the whole thing with a solar eclipse is the new moon.
Yes, solar eclipses happen during the new moon, and lunar eclipses happen during the full moon. There's roughly like five solar eclipses that happen every year. They don't happen every month because the moon has to be aligned with the sun in our sight. So it basically has to be aligned roughly on the equator. And so they only happen around the spring and the fall equinox. They call it like eclipse season when there's a solar and a
I didn't
lunar
even know
eclipse.
that. Is that really a thing? It only happens during the equinoxes?
Not during the equinox, but around that time of year, because the horizon has to
No.
be lined up. Usually the moon is either above or below the sun on the horizon, so it doesn't block it enough to create an eclipse. But roughly five times a year, clustered around the spring and the fall equinoxes.
Interesting. There's a couple of things that I wanted to also mention that this eclipse is going to happen. What time did it say? Oh, Jesus. It was like 11 in the morning.
In New York State, where I happen to live, the partial eclipse starts April 8th, 2:07 p.m. Eastern Time. And the eclipse itself, totality, will begin about 3:21, almost 3:22, and it will last for about 3 minutes and 39 seconds. The entire eclipse will be over by 4:33 p.m. Eastern Time.
So it's basically like a 2.5 hour event.
Correct. And but the
Gotcha.
totality is about 3 minutes, 39 seconds.
Right. Now, before we get into some magical-y stuff, I want to talk about some folklore here. Norse cultures thought that the god Loki was chained and that Loki got revenge by creating wolf-like giants, one of which swallowed the sun. Another of the giant wolves chased the moon and was trying to eat it. Basically, the Norse folks believed that this wolf-like monster literally swallowed the sun. Then you got the Chippewa people. They were in such fear over this that they would shoot flaming arrows into the sky to try to rekindle the sun. They must have thought they won every time.
Yeah, well, they definitely thought that it worked for sure.
So tribes in Peru, they did the same thing because they also, again, thought that this beast was attacking the sun. A lot of themes here where they thought that the beast was attacking the sun. In Armenia, I love this one the best. In Armenia, their legend says that the dragon swallowed the sun and the moon. I love a good
Ooh.
dragon. You know, I love dragons.
Yeah.
And then in India, many believe that when the eclipse occurs, the dragon is trying to seize the two orbs, meaning the sun and the moon. And people would immerse themselves in rivers up to their necks, imploring the sun and moon to defend themselves against the dragon.
Oh, wow, that's kind of cool.
Like, what, do you just sit in the river until the eclipse is over?
Maybe they thought the water would protect them.
Well, again, they thought they won every time.
I guess so. I think it's super cool that this is the year of the dragon.
Now, this final piece of folklore I actually thought was pretty nifty. Some North American Indian tribes believe the eclipse was simply nature's way of checking in with the sky, perhaps of sort of a cleaning house. The sun and the moon temporarily leave their place in the sky to see if things are still going all right on Earth.
Interesting.
I thought that was probably the most interesting folklore type
That's
story
pretty
related I
cool.
found.
Now, the only folklore that I've ever heard of is like from ancient Babylon, an ancient Babylonian thing. They believed that it was a bad omen. So they were worried about their king. And what they would do is they would put the king in hiding. And through a series of ceremonies, they would take a commoner and make that person king for the day. Even to the point where they would marry him to some young virgin and make her
How
the
did they know
queen.
it was coming?
Mathematically, people have known about eclipses and been able to predict eclipses for thousands of years. I mean, there's notations about eclipses, I think 3000 BCE. So people have known about this for a very, very long time. It can be mathematically predicted right down to the minute.
But yet they didn't know they'd be okay.
But they didn't know they'd be, well, common people wouldn't know they'd be okay. They didn't understand the math. I think even today, people don't really understand the math.
I don't understand the math, just saying.
Yeah, so the Babylonians would hide their king and they would make a fake king for the day just in case anything bad happened, like the king was going to die. It would happen to the fake king and not the real king. Bad news, dude gets ceremonies and parties all day long for the eclipse, and then they kill him after the eclipse is over and his queen
Shit.
just to make sure that any possible lingering bad luck is gone with the dead fake king.
It's all fun and games to get picked until you're murdered at the end.
Right? Do you think they knew going into it, like what was going to happen? Or do you think they were just like, yeah, come on, we'll dress you in gold, we'll give you good food, you get to marry this chick, it'll be great.
To be honest with you, a lot of those more ancient cultures, true fact, these people probably knew they were sacrifices to the gods.
They probably knew. Yeah, that's probably
They were
true.
totally down with it. Totally
One
down with
time,
it.
however, apparently in history, it's recorded that one time they did this and the real king like choked on a mushroom or something like that during the
You shouldn't
eclipse.
laugh.
And so the fake king ruled until his death.
No
Like
shit.
one time. One time.
I want to be a fake queen one time for
Yeah.
life.
Yeah, usually that life is very short, Shell. But that gets us to, you hear a lot, especially online, especially today. There's a huge debate. Is magic during a solar eclipse a good idea or not a good idea? You hear a lot of people talk about chaos magic, that doing magic during the solar eclipse is too chaotic, too powerful, going to cause too many problems.
Isn't that the fun of it? Well, one thing that I had read up on is that this is definitely there's definitely a theory out there that the solar eclipse energy is extremely high and chaotic, but it's all how you wield it. And that could be any energy you could wield into some weird, twisted way. So the chaotic energy, I don't look at it as any different.
Do you know where the chaos energy came from? Like the idea of it?
I would imagine from the moon and the sun kind of having that magnetic meh
That
together.
extra gravitational pull.
They're right aligned together. I wish people could see the hand motions I'm making right now, but like aligned together, and they're normally not like perfectly aligned. So I would imagine from that gravitational magneticism.
I've never experienced a total solar eclipse. I've
Me
experienced
either.
several partial solar eclipses,
Me as well.
even some that have made the day very dark, but never a total one. My personal opinion, and I'll let you know after this one what it's really like for me, but my personal opinion is I don't see chaos in a solar eclipse. They are mathematically predictable down to the second, hundreds, if not 1,000 years in advance. They're so predictable. So mathematically able to be calculated, I don't see chaos in that. I see perfect alignment and I see perfect math. I don't see chaos there.
Dear listeners, that previous statement was made by someone who loves chaos magic more than anything in the world. Just saying.
It's that is true. That is true. I do the chaos of the universe, the chaos that created all of us, the chaos that makes perfect squares on the bed of the ocean that looks like a wall, that kind of chaos, the chaos that created us. Yes, I absolutely love that shit. I don't see it in a solar eclipse. It's too orderly, too mathematical.
I just kind of look at a solar eclipse as just a different kind of energy and a different kind of magic. That doesn't
Absolutely.
make it unwieldable or negative. It's just different.
Yeah, and it does have historical connotations of fear. There, a lot of times, historically, when people wrote down about eclipses, there was fear associated with it.
They thought a wolf monster ate the damn sun. Wouldn't you be afraid?
Yes, I would. And because I didn't understand it, now we understand it so much that there are 500,000 people going to pour into my city to watch it. I mean, people chase this around the world. So your connotation, how you see this solar eclipse, is going to be deeply personal. Only you can decide if this is too chaotic to use, too powerful, or too personal, or how you see it is going to be how it is for you. That's your truth. That's your magic.
And honestly, there's a lot of people out there, and this goes for Geminis for sure, Scorpios as well. Sometimes we find peace in the chaos.
Absolutely.
There's a lot of good magic that can be done during this time. A lot of transformative magic, a lot of, just like my horoscope said, shedding the old and opening up for new. It's definitely some good positive magic not to be missed based on fear, in my opinion.
Yes, I mean, if you look at it like what it does physically is what it does magically. The sun gets covered. There are shadows. It is an amazing time to go within and do shadow work. Here is night in the middle of day. You know, what better representation of going within and doing that shadow work could there be? And then the moon leaves the path of the sun, and the sun is uncovered. Hidden truths coming out, your light coming out, removing obstacles. All of those are amazing energies to work with during the eclipse, whether you can see it or not. While it's happening, you could be in California where you can't see it at all and do this type of magic.
Yeah, and still work the magic. Since you mentioned working the magic and going within, I'll spoil alert for folks. When we do air this episode, I will post on our socials. I have actually come up with a solar eclipse tarot spread. So I will show you the spread I did, and I will share the details of that spread on the socials.
I have a solar eclipse spell.
Ooh.
It's all about removing blockages. So I will also post some pictures of that, but I'll give you a little bit of it now. It combines that new moon energy with the solar eclipse energy, because like we said, solar eclipses all happen during a new moon. So any type of magic you would do during a new moon is good to do now, you know, your manifestation. But just keep in mind that at the start of that manifestation, there's going to be some type of blockage first before the way is cleared. So just remember that when you're doing your magic.
It's going to be kind of like a forced fresh start, unexpected opportunities. So you want to plan your new ventures, take initiative. This is a time of change, of luck, of growth, of abundance. And I think it's actually an exciting magical time as opposed to something that should be feared.
I think it's going to be an extremely powerful shift this year. It feels to me, maybe because I live in the path of totality and people are talking about it all the time. I mean, everybody's got some event. There's something going on. They're making plans for
People are having like
traffic.
eclipse parties.
Oh my gosh, everywhere. Bill Nye is going to be here. The college is having a big party. There's observation parties all over the place. I imagine anywhere in the path of totality, this is happening.
I suppose if my boss is listening, I probably can't call in sick and show up at your house. That'd probably be a bad thing, huh?
Probably not, but we'll try and take some video if you do. It'll
Okay.
be good. We'll do some ritual. It'll be great. But so I can't escape it, but it seems like there's a buzz even now, you know, a few weeks ahead of time, you can almost start to feel something in the air. There's some type of energy.
Actually, here in Massachusetts, they do some advertising here and there about people going up to northern New Hampshire or Vermont or northern Maine. So there's advertising about this going hot and heavy on the whole East Coast, not just in the path.
It really does affect people, whether you're a witch or a magical person or not. Solar eclipses have profound effect on people when they see them.
And as we talked about with the different lores, different societies, different beliefs all around the world, different sects of people all have their own belief. And people have gotten so much into their roots and so much into their heritage and so much into their history that they're starting to pay more attention to things like this that their grandparents, their great grandparents, their great great grandparents did. And so it's kind of in the forefront of a lot more people's mind, I think, than maybe in the past.
I think you're right. And I think we all know that things are changing. And I think this is just kind of an exciting moment to maybe start over, start fresh, move some of those blockages away.
It's a good excuse to start over. Well, I had to start over. It was a solar eclipse. What could I do?
Right, right.
That's what I'm going to do when I purge my Facebook account. I'm going to be like, I had to delete you off my Facebook. The solar eclipse made me do it.
I am super excited about travel and that I'm just really excited to experience the total solar eclipse because people that talk about how it can affect your third eye, people have profound
Vibrational.
spiritual experiences during totality. And I'm excited to see what's going to happen.
I don't know. We'll see. I might be there. We'll see.
I hope so. I hope so. Well, we're definitely going to be doing the drawing for the tarot reading during the solar eclipse.
Yeah, even if we're not together, don't worry, folks. The drawing will be done.
But one interesting fact that I heard, and I'm trying to find out if this is true, maybe one of our listeners knows, but I've heard that even spiders during the solar eclipse unwind their webs and then redo their webs. And I don't know if that's true or
For
not.
what?
I'm not sure. Apparently, even sometimes animals will act a little strangely leading up to and during a solar eclipse. So I'm kind of intrigued about the spider fact. So, and I need to know if it's true or not.
That's so weird
Isn't
because
that strange?
it's almost like it's just like a faux night. I mean, they pack up their webs at night.
Some types do. I know there were orb weavers that
I mean,
did.
like Charlotte's Web didn't, did she?
No, I don't think so. I know in California we had orb weavers that made webs at night and would pack them up during the day, but I
Ooh.
haven't heard of the opposite. So I'm curious. I have heard some people talk about they'll feel dizzy. You know, they can feel a little strange. Some people feel pressure on their third eye.
Now, also, we want to just make sure that we put out the responsible PSA. Do not look at the damn sun with your bare eyes, okay?
Wear your safety goggles.
I don't know what it'll do, but it's bad.
It's bad. Take a colander and hold it and see the shadows.
Really? Take a calendar?
Yeah, I have pictures of partial eclipses where you can see if you hold a colander that has all the holes in it, right?
Yeah.
On a sunny day, you'll just see a bunch of round sunshine holes in the shadow. But during an eclipse, they look like crescent moons.
No shit.
Yeah, and so you can hold one of those up and watch the light move through a colander as the
Will you
eclipse
do that and
happens.
take a video of it? Because I need to see it. Our listeners need to see it. I need to see this.
We will do a bunch of that during the solar eclipse here, but I
Okay.
do have an old picture from the previous partial eclipse. I'll send you a picture of that
Nifty,
so you can see it,
nifty.
but we'll take some for this one. That's a fun way to look at it if you don't have glasses or anything and you can't look at it.
So, do you have any final tidbits, tips, tricks, things that people need to know?
Journal.
You always go back to DM journaling. You might as well follow it up with
I
meditation.
do. Shadow work and journaling. Find yourself a new moon manifestation spell. Find yourself a shadow work meditation.
Do a tarot reading.
Definitely do a tarot reading, your divination of choice during that time period. Do Shell's tarot spread. Do my spell. You know, do something and d set your intentions.
Do something that's kind of reflective. Yeah,
Yeah.
something that's kind of in the spirit of starting anew, moving forward, kind of breaking through old habits
Yeah.
and creating a new reality.
Removing obstacles, removing things that don't serve you any longer,
Yep.
coming out from the dark, shadow work. All I keep saying is shadow work, shadow work, shadow work. You know, starting new,
I feel like
transformation.
this eclipse season is like a combination of like Samhain and Ostara all happening at once.
At once, yeah. Because it's the dark during, you know, you're having a dark, introspective, reflective period.
During
During the
the
spring, yeah, when everything's like bright and sunny and rebirthing, you know, it's definitely a very powerful time to go within, you know, and just take a look and be honest with yourself, you know, take a look deeply and
Be that butterfly and go through that metamorphosis because this is the time and this is the magic.
I like that.
Ooh, that was good.
That was pretty awesome.
Where to pull that out of?
So we'll post Shell's solar eclipse tarot spread that you can do anytime during that day leading up to or after. And I will also post up the solar eclipse new moon spell to remove obstacles.
And if you guys have any wacky solar eclipse stories, we need to hear them. You know we love your stories. So if you've got something, tell us.
We want your pictures.
Yes. Pictures. Oh, I love pictures.
If you do the colander thing or the pinhole camera thing, pictures of you during the eclipse, let us know how it goes for you. Tell us what you do and how it is. So email us your stories at backonthebroomstick@gmail.com. Send us your pictures, your DMs on Facebook, on Instagram at backonthebroomstick.
And have a great, happy, safe solar eclipse season. And don't look at the sun, whatever you do.
Thank you so much for listening to Back on the Broomstick. We will see you next week. Be wise, be wicked.
Keep it witchy.